civil rights bill if I had sneezed. I wouldn't have had a chance later that year in August to try to tell America about a dream that I had had if I had sneezed. I wouldn't have been down in Selma, Alabama to see the great movement there if I had sneezed. I wouldn't have been in Memphis to see a community rally around those brothers and sisters who are suffering. I'm so happy that I didn't sneeze. And they were telling me. Now it doesn't matter now. It really doesn't matter what happens now. I left Atlanta this morning, and as we got started on the plane, there were six of us. The pilot said over the public address system, "We are sorry for the delay, but we have Dr. Martin Luther King on the plane, and to be sure that all of the bags were checked, and to be sure that nothing would be wrong on the plane, we had to check out everything carefully, and we've had the plane protected and guarded all night." And then I got into Memphis, and some began to say the threats, or talk about the threats that were out, or what would happen to me, some of our sick white brothers. Well, I don't know what will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead, but it really doesn't matter with me now. Because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And He's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over, and I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
That was an excerpt of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s final speech, "I've Been to the Mountaintop," delivered on April 3rd, 1968, the night before his tragic assassination. Wow. Welcome back to Suluau here on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. It's me, Jesse, the usual producer of Charlotte's program. I mentioned earlier on the show that Charlotte has been going through some medical stuff and has not been able to make it up to the station to record her show, but she's still very passionate about the program and about community radio, and I'm hoping that you will donate to her show, Suluau, and to CJSF's Fund Drive as part of our annual fundraising campaign by going to cjsffunddrive.ca and making a donation there. One of the staples of the Suluau show and the staples of Charlotte's life, I think, is poetry. Charlotte loves to put on what she calls the pop-up poetry, where she invites people to come join and come together and share some poetry from various authors. Usually, you know, original works. Sometimes people will read a poem that they've read somewhere else and brought. And they then engage in riff, which is respectful, reflective, informative, friendly feedback. And I think I'm probably missing some letters in there, but that's the gist of it. And it's turned into a great weekly, monthly tradition for the participants. So we're going to hear a little bit of that poetry pop-up. And this one was done, for longtime contributor and guest Neil Ryan's birthday. And I guess this one doesn't have a ton of poetry in it, but it has some really nice moments where they're celebrating Neil and
you know, coaxing him into singing some bits of a song. And it's just really great. This features Neil Ryan and Charlotte and Johnny Proby, whose music has featured on lots of Charlotte shows, and she's also featured as a guest multiple times. So we'll get into this celebration of Neil Ryan. And as you're getting the feel-goods from this clip, I hope you'll feel good enough to make a donation to CJSF's Fund Drive 2025 by going to cjsffunddrive.ca and making a donation now.
Anyway, one of the things that I really liked when I was a teenager was a guy, I don't know that I ever knew his name, but he was called Mumbles. And he would do a piece of music that was just, and I've been hearing that sound recently, and I say, I love that guy because he was making music with his voice, but no words. He was called Mumbles, and it was a delightful experience of music. So I'm grateful to be able to hear it again.
Very good. Well, why don't you try to bring some of that up for us and share? What does that sound like to you today? Not necessarily what he would interpret it. What would you interpret it through your own heart?
No, it's just mumbles.
Do your mumbles yeah. thing.
Yeah.
Neil
yeah.
on mumbles.
yeah. He would play something that Coleman Hawkins would play. I don't know if anybody knows Coleman Hawkins, but he was an amazing saxophone player. So anyway, and he would just go mumble. He would just... and I hear that song sometimes when Charlotte is reading a poem, because she's got the black spirit in her voice, in her words, and I love that's my genre, that's where I come from musically.
Do you mind if I ask you to repeat that again? I heard you say, give me the sound again. I'll tell you, I want to just interpret it from what I'm hearing as a heart sound.
Well, it's just mumbles.
Just mumble.
bring it up.
And he's got a beef with it. I hope Jesse's not recording this, but there you go.
All right, that's good. So,
no, that's too musical. You gotta have a mumble in it. You're a singer. You see, there's the difference. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm just telling you what I'm hearing, what's coming through to me. You have something different, but as Charlotte said, we could put it all in a pot and we never know what we'll come up with.
Okay. All okay. Right. But you have a beautiful voice, I must say, a beautiful voice. But
you know what I'm thinking is, I thought for the longest time I wouldn't sing. My mother was in the choir. She had been on the radio as a singer. And so in the choir, I would always sing next to her to think, you know, that's the way to stay on tune. And then I had an experience while I was on a healing journey in L.A. Virginia Capers became my late-in-life godmother. And I was singing with Lafayette Players, always next to, you know, one of the altos. And so one day she was playing and she said, somebody's out of tune. And I said, oh, I'm sorry. She said, it's not you. Doggone it, the other words. It's that person that you're following. And so I think that what you did, the sound, bringing, you know, from your soul, I was hearing something. And so I'm going to dare to say what's in my heart, because even with singing Happy Birthday, at birthday things I would sing lower because I would think I want to be out of tune. But now I think the Happy Birthday is whatever bursts from your soul, either to sing for yourself or sing for someone. So without wondering about being judged, I'm just going to let what my heart wants to say do.
That's Can it. I give some riff to that? I love the fluctuations in there, Charlotte, and I loved how we could feel your mood.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Suluau here on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the Fun Drive edition hosted by me, Jesse, the usual producer of the show, while Charlotte Sistacy is unable to host herself. Charlotte is just a champion of so many things and a real great example of what is possible here at CJSF and in community radio. She came here with no hard radio skills, but a definite ability to talk and manage a show and plan a show and really connect with people and issues. And that's at the heart of campus community radio, is just showing up and doing the thing that you're passionate about. And we here at CJSF provide the space and the resources and the support that you need to be able to do that. And you can help us continue to do that and expand our ability to do that by going to cjsffundrive.ca now and making a donation. One of the things that Charlotte did over the last year was connect with some reporters on democracy in the Philippines and a whole bunch of big changes and movements going on in the Philippines. And it's just really illustrative of Charlotte's curiosity and her desire to provide a platform for voices that aren't being heard elsewhere, which is, you know, CJSF's mandate, but also just something that is so close to Charlotte's heart. And she spoke with a number of people, but in this clip, we're going to hear some commentary from Maki Cairns and Rochelle Hardman talking about democracy in the Philippines and journalism and the way that journalism is changing and the way that people consume and need to access journalism is changing, and the need to support that kind of journalism, which you can do by donating to CJSF Fund Drive at cjsffunddrive.ca.
With working with youth, do you find that there are youth today who are more interested in trying to get accurate information, enter journalism, or wanting to get into pop news?
That's a very interesting question. When it comes to relaying, let's say, just not just current news, but even talking about history of our own, like Filipino history, a lot of the times the reason why people or Filipino youth get involved in organizing or starting even like having an inkling of any political consciousness is through like social media. So a lot of the information that they get comes from like TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, like memes and etc. So it was interesting to actually go to the McLuhan Fellowship program and actually understand how journalists are adapting to that kind of shift to in order to approach like the youth particularly, because sadly not a lot of youth are interested in reading like long form articles or even sometimes short form articles. A lot of the times it's through video or visual means. So that's kind of like the perspective I saw when we were at that program last week. Quite an interesting point of view, actually. But nowadays, for sure, youth are so much more engaged with visual impacts like that. TikTok, Instagram reels, etc. So adapting to that is incredibly vital for journalism.
And when it comes to women's organizations, do you find that women have more of a goal or a picture of what they would like to see or what they would like to avoid through the kind of pop news that we're getting on our phones every time you turn it on?
Yeah, I think it's interesting, especially in the context of Philippine news. The previous Marsha McLuhan fellow was also a female journalist from Rappler. Oftentimes they're met with a lot of sexist vitriol and misogynistic comments. And that was especially fueled under the former president's Duterte regime, where he actually made misogynistic comments to the CEO of Rappler, Maria Ressa, as well as banning Pia Renata from the Malacañang, which is like their presidential kind of White House in the Philippines, from basically covering news that was coming out of there. So, you know, in terms of, I think, when we see in what women are looking for in media is obviously, I think, for majority of Filipino women and also children, it's that is not misogynistic and sexist comments, which was riddled through Duterte's regime. And that kind of, you know, kind of fed in a lot of things, in especially in the social media age, where anonymity, as well as, you know, really no consequences for people to post, you know, really like horrendous comments towards women, as well as like Piachi in her presentation, these like kind of like YouTube journalists, influencers who are not really journalists, mm-hmm. Making like long form content on YouTube with like really demeaning photos or unflattering photos of these female journalists as well. So yeah, it was, and I think it still is, we see the ways in which, you know, for female journalists, it's a really dangerous place to be still, but they still are passionate and committed to, you know, talking about what is happening in the Philippines, even if it means that they're facing violence or threats of violence towards them.
Welcome back to Suluau, the Fun Drive episode here on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. I'm Jesse, Charlotte's producer. You've heard me here sometimes in the background, sometimes in full conversation with Charlotte, but I just know that she is really hoping that you can help support her favorite local campus community radio station and help support the work that she does here as we work to figure out a way to get her back on the radio. We're going to hear one final clip here in this episode, and it's another poetry pop-up. This one features poetry and commentary from, four longtime guests, regular participants in the poetry pop-up. Ramona, who we heard from earlier in the first clip, Neil, who we've heard throughout, Cynthia, who has also popped up here and there and is often the sort of MC of the poetry pop-ups, and Janice as well, who often joins from Los Angeles. So a real continent-spanning group of people, Ramona often joining from the GTA in Ontario, and just another wonderful example of the magic of community radio, bringing people together from all over the place, from a wide range of backgrounds who share a common passion, in this case poetry, and also community. You can really feel the community between these folks who come together and have this space to be able to get together, express themselves creatively, and share their work with a wider audience. That's you. And you can support that. You can support them. You can support us by making a donation at cjsffundrive.ca. Help us rise higher and reach further. And we're looking to raise $10,000. If you can donate $35, $50, $100, any amount helps. Donations over $90.10 will receive a limited edition print of our Fun Drive art designed by local artist Charlotte Cho. Different Charlotte, again, please support Suluau and the rest of CJSF by going to cjsffundrive.ca, and we'll go to our last clip now.
Yeah, so I do have a poem. It's a little bit longish poem on transition. So should I go ahead and share it, Charlotte?
Yes.
Okay. So here it is. Amazing transitions. In the bustling streets of Bombay, I was a daughter, woven into the fabric of family, each moment a thread, bright and intricate. The laughter of cousins, the scent of spices, the warmth of shared stories guiding me through the chaos of life. Then a student with books piled high, dreams scribbled in margins, the weight of knowledge, an anchor as I roamed the corridors of college, where every lesson was a seed waiting to bloom. A wife in the soft glow of candlelight, two lives intertwining, discovering the beauty of shared silence, the joy of building a home, each room echoing our laughter, each corner a witness to our journey. Parenthood arrived, a whirlwind of love and sleepless nights, the tender chaos of tiny hands, the wonder of first steps. I navigated the vibrant cultures of Toronto and Vancouver, where snowflakes danced like dreams and the cities pulsed with stories from every corner of the globe. In Bombay, and now in Mountain View, a teacher guiding young minds to soar, finding my voice in the symphony of learning, each student a note in the grand melody, the joy of discovery, a shared song. Across music I journeyed, from the harmonies of Western choirs to the soul of Carnatic rhythms, where bhajans and kirtans lifted spirits, each note a prayer, each beat a heartbeat. Food transformed, once a dance of flavors, non-vegetarian delights, now a garden of greens, plant-based and vibrant, vegan choices reflecting a deeper harmony, nourishing body and spirit alike. Religion too, a tapestry woven with threads of faith, from Catholicism's embrace to Hinduism's rich rituals, the serene wisdom of Nichiren Buddhism, each path a journey, each belief a stepping stone. Ramona, in transitions, an ever-evolving tapestry, a mosaic of roles and dreams woven across continents and cultures, each phase a brush stroke on the canvas of life. Thank you. Thank you for your patience. Such a long, long poem.
Oh, the length was not an issue at all. I felt like I was on a travelogue. I got hungry smelling the food in Bombay and Toronto. Oh, my goodness, what a travelogue. And such a, like we had tapping that set off one set of senses, but the words and the feeling and the images were just amazing.
Thank you. Thank you, Charlotte.
Hi, Ramona. Hi,
my friend. Hi, Neil. So I did try to write without rhyming words this time. I hope it was okay.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. I'm going to read a poem after when it gets to be my turn, but the title of the poem is Moments.
Moments, wow.
And your poem was about moments. I'm looking forward to sharing it with you because it so supports what you did. It's beautiful.
Thank you, Neil.
I wanted to say to Ramona, I love the metaphor, your use of metaphor through that, how evenly paced each section was. And you have so many poetic devices in there, like alliteration, where you have the same letter, the same consonant starting words. And it just, it flowed so beautifully. I'm wondering about your process and how you constructed it. It's an incredible masterpiece.
Actually, Cynthia, I don't know whether I shared with our group, but I finally managed to complete writing my life stories / memoir and had it published in February. So I did write a lot about all these transitions in my life, you know, from being this to that person and across countries and religions and food. And so I think this poem was another outlet for all those, but in brief. So that's how it came about, thanks to Charlotte's prompt.
For those who didn't hear, about December, this is the third poem that Dr. Ramona has written. Up until Poetry Poplar, she had never written a poem and thought she was not a poet. So the awesomeness is just amazing, letting your heart go and letting your feelings flow.
Thank you. I hope we get to hear from Charlotte, too. I hope we get to hear a poem from Charlotte.
All righty. I will, the other side of being a mother is having a daughter. And so this poem is called My Daughter Cannot Come Out to Play. My daughter cannot come out to play today. She cannot come out to play with you. She is in seclusion. She is ridding herself of delusions. My daughter cannot come out to play today. My daughter cannot come out to play today. She is about her mother's work. She's about her father's work. She's about the work left unfinished by her grandmother. She's about the work being replenished for her grandfather. My daughter cannot come out to play today. My daughter cannot come out to play today. She cannot come out to play with you. When last she played with you, she skinned her knee, broke her tooth, and ripped her Sunday dress. My daughter cannot come out to play today. Today she's making amends and amends, girding her loins for ultimate peace or protracted war. My daughter cannot come out to play today. My daughter cannot come out to play today. She's learning about serenity today. She is rekindling the fires in the house today. She's reading her word and soaring with Esther today. Like Vashti, she is in her room today. Like Vashti, she finds seclusion better than the company of a foolish king who only seeks skin-deep beauty. My daughter cannot come out to play today.
Thank you for listening to this Fun Drive episode of Speak Up, Listen Up, Act Upon, the show where Charlotte and her guests speak up so that you can listen up and act upon what you've heard this week. I, Jesse, the producer of this show, in Charlotte's absence, am asking you to act upon what you've heard, to take the step of going to cjsffundrive.ca and pledging your support. You can also give me a call, 778-782-2573, or send a text with the word donate to 778-782-2573, and you'll get all the info you need to help support Campus Community Radio here in Burnaby. Help us rise higher and reach further. Thank you.
Love time, poem time, love time, poem time, love time, poem time, time for words from heaven to shine. Love time, poem time, time for words to pattern and rhyme. Love time, poem time, time for words to wash the wounds, bind the lashes and play bassoon. Love time, poem time, time for poems, poets and singers, time to untie life's ringers. Poem time, love time, time for you to reveal to me, unravel all your mystery. time for joy and utter grace. Rest from toiling in this place. Place of poems, place of words, place